take your Bibles, you can open them up to, Oh, 1 John chapter 3. I'm getting blind in my old age. 1 John chapter 3. I'll be using a few scripture today, but I don't have them written down. You'll have to follow along, leap through your Bibles as quickly as you can. And before we get started, let's pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we're just thankful for this day that you've given to us. We just thank you for this time that we can gather together here. I just thank you for those that are here, and I thank you for those that are listening in. And Father, as we continue to look at your scriptures and we kind of try to see what the end times are going to look like and whether we are getting closer to those end times, I just pray that you would just enlighten our hearts and our minds to all the things that are happening around us today. It just seems like the world is getting to be more of a dangerous place. It seems like there is no morality anymore, especially in our nation. And so, Father, I just pray that you would just help us to, be aware of Satan's schemes and to be awake and to be able to understand what your will is and for our lives and to be able to discern the times that we live in. And I just ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen. So last week I started out this way, and I'm going to start out again. This is Welcome to the Great Reset, the globalist dream that aims to transform the world and everything in it, claiming they are doing it for the benefit of the masses, but in reality, doing it for the benefit of themselves or the ruling class. When they talk about not owning anything, they are talking about the masses. This is their desire, that we all are, prisoners here on the planet. But they're not talking about themselves. You will own nothing. They will own everything. You will eat bugs. They will eat meat. You will be confined to a 15-minute city, and they will go over wherever they please. Now, everything will change, they say, including human beings, and the Great Reset does not only deal with the social and economic factor of the world, it also includes a human 2.0, is transforming humanity, evolving above what we are today. Now, what we're really seeing with the unfolding of this Great Reset is the beginning of the beast system, where Satan will be able to set himself up as a god and demand that everyone in the world worship him. Now, those who will not worship him will be excluded from society, they will be hunted down, and they will be exterminated. Now, what will help Satan accomplish this goal? Now, years ago, it was kind of hard to see how Satan would be able to, control the whole world, but it's beginning to kind of fall in line, and one of the things that will help him accomplish this goal is what is called artificial intelligence. Now, Satan, although he is powerful compared to human beings, he is not God, and he's not a God. He's a fallen angel. He's a created being, and like human beings, Satan is a limited being. He can't do everything. He's not all-powerful. He cannot be everywhere present at one time. He is certainly not all-knowing. Although he wants to be worshipped as God, he does not have the attributes of God. Okay? Satan is not holy, and he is not good. He is evil, he is a liar, and he is a murderer. After the rapture, and before the tribulation period, the Antichrist will begin his rise to power. Now, the beast system is not something he will have time to set up. It will already have to be prepared. It will have to be in place, prepared in advance. It needs to be ready to go before the middle of the tribulation period when the mark of the beast will be rolled out. Satan will have to move those he controls right now in the world to begin to establish this global control system before the Antichrist rise to power. Artificial intelligence is what will allow Satan to gain godlike powers, where he will be able to monitor and control every human being on this planet. Artificial intelligence and the new digital age will bring in a prison planet where everyone's individual freedoms will be taken away. It will usher in a global control system of Satan, the Antichrist, in the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. Now, as we see the world moving toward a global new world order, it seems that we may be closer than most people realize to the end times that the Bible warns us about, the coming great tribulation. This is a time when God will pour out his wrath upon all of the nations in judgment, and he will prepare for Christ's return and the setting up of a righteous kingdom by him on the earth. Now, Jesus tells us in John 8:44 that Satan was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and he is the father of lies, which means that Satan will stop at nothing to obtain his objective, and that includes eliminating and killing anyone who stands in his way. He wants to be God. We are told in 1 John 3:7, it says, "Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. Now, all those who are not of God, according to the scriptures, are of the devil. They will continue to sin. Sin, as we know, is a destructive force. It destroys everything, even ourselves. And sin has no qualms, like Satan, in eliminating those who oppose them. Now, scriptures also tell us in 2 Corinthians 11:14, it says, "And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising then if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve." Now, it seems like there are many world organizations at work right now telling humanity, if it's going to survive, everything we know must change. They claim that all the goals that they are trying to set, the ones they have set in place, are only being implemented for the good of humanity. They give the impression that they are angels of lights, when in reality they are nothing but harbingers of death. The world is a spiritual battleground for the souls of human beings. We as Christians should know that more than anyone. Most believers seem to be unaware of the spiritual battle that's taking place around them, the battle for the hearts and the minds of people, human beings. They go about their everyday lives trusting in the power, trusting in the power that's today, believing that they have the best interest of people at heart. And most of us seem to be blind to the fact that there are actually people and entities which really are seeking to harm, control, and enslave all of us. Unfortunately, many of us as Christians seem to fall into this category. We are aware of what the Bible tells us about spiritual warfare, about the warfare that rages around us every day. We know that it's there, the Bible tells us, but we have a hard time seeing how that plays out in our everyday lives. Yet the spiritual battle is real. We live in a world where, as 2 Corinthians 4:4 tells us, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. On one hand, we have Jesus Christ who came into the world, as it says in John 8:32, that we might know the truth, and that truth will set us free. In John 8:34, Jesus says, I tell you the truth, anyone who sins is a slave to sin. It controls you, sin. And in 8:36, Jesus tells us, so if the Son sets you free, in other words, if he sets us free, he says you will be free indeed. So those who place their faith in Christ will be set free from sin and the control of Satan. On the other hand, you have Satan who seeks to enslave the human race. Now, 2 Corinthians 4:4, again, says the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. See, every human being, and this is reality, every human being who refuses to place their faith in Christ, those who choose to reject the free offer of forgiveness which leads to salvation, will be under and remain under the control of Satan. See, we need to be aware that artificial intelligence, okay, moving back to that subject, has eyes and ears everywhere. So that's what I call artificial intelligence, eyes and ears everywhere. It is integrated into all smart technology. If you own anything that is labeled smart technology, it is collecting information about you and it is storing it in a what is called a bit bucket with your name on it on a data server at some data center. So computers, smartphones, smart TVs, smart refrigerators, smart meters, even the smart streetlights, anything involving digital technology is collecting and storing personal information on you. Everything that we do, everything we communicate on our phones, everything is saved. Now, everything you say, everything you hear, everything you watch, write, tweet, text is being tracked and stored. Even if you do not have the smart technology, you cannot avoid having your personal information gathered and stored as you interact in society. It won't be long before they have the technology that will know everything that you think, even down to your innermost private thoughts. It is called what this system is. It's called data harvesting, and it's in stored in data centers. Now, there is no such thing as privacy today. We might as well throw out our Bill of Rights right out the door, because according to them, they think, well, it's the Bill of Rights only has to do with the government. Only the government can't collect data on you, which they are, okay? But as far as corporations and other stuff, they can own all of our information. And it's not right. So data centers are being built all around the world. And, of course, one such data is located in Utah. Okay. Some call it the NSA's largest spy center. This building can hold anywhere between 12 exabytes to a multiple yogabytes. So here it is. To give you an idea of how large an exabyte is, okay, some speculate that 5 exabytes contain all the words ever spoken by human beings. Okay? To record 1 exabyte of data you would have to start a video call 237,823 years ago. An office of 100 people, would have to surf the web nonstop for 57,077 years to reach an exabyte of data. That's a large amount of information. So, I mean, if they have 12 of those or more, can you imagine the information that can be stored? And this is just one building. Okay, one building. Yet even that, I will share this with you, even that does not top God's creative power, okay? In God's creative power, just 1 gram, okay, he doesn't need a big building, he doesn't need all these servers, but just 1 gram of DNA holds 455 exabytes of data. So I'd say the humanists have a long ways to go to catch up with God as far as storing data. Now, do you remember how climate change and carbon usage is one of the most dangerous things that we face today? I mean, it's why we really have to give up all of our freedoms to save the planet. Well, with data centers, we've gone from a small building that was part of the largest business campus and was only 5 megawatts in the 90s to these hyper-scaled warehouse-type buildings that are now 200,000 square feet, and it says they use up to 90 megawatts per building. Okay, this gives you, to give you an idea of what 90 megawatts is, it's about the same electric consumption of 22,000 homes in this one building's taken that. Now, see if I can go back here. The data network in Northern Virginia, which is what you're looking at right now, expanded in 2022 to include a development called Digital Gateway. Of course, this is probably all about interconnecting everything, right? So this new development includes 37 buildings and 14 substations of 200,000 square feet. The current and incoming data centers would increase electricity usage by more than 20 gigawatts. So Northern Virginia's data centers would almost double the local electricity demand, using as much as 5.5 million houses, one data center. Now, data centers apparently have a free pass when it comes to carbon footprint, apparently. Doesn't matter how much electricity they use, what their carbon footprint is, unlike us. It also, the BBC reported in June of 2023 that data centers used about 1/5 of all electricity in the Republic of Ireland. And it's not just electricity that they use, it's water. Google, for example, reported that it consumed 5.6 billion gallons of water in 2022, primarily to cool its data centers. This was a 20% increase over what was used in 2021. Now, on top of the electricity used to power the computers, an additional 40% on average is required to cool them down. So this puts an additional strain on electric grids and consumes enormous volumes of local groundwater in the process. So, I don't know if it'll happen this year, next year, or whatever, they're going to close all the coal plants down. But when we start getting rolling blackouts and we have to freeze to death in the wintertime, I can guarantee you one thing right now, these data centers are going to have all the power that they need, because they won't allow them to go down. So let's look at examples of artificial intelligence. One is called, and I don't understand all these, most of these, because I don't get involved in them. I mean, I'm already a bit bucket somewhere now and just having my smartphone and my computer. But OpenAI ChatGPT-4.0, I guess it's called, can reason across audio, vision, and text in real time. So ChatGPT can be used to write resumes. It can write lyrics and poems. Comedians can use it to write new jokes for their stand-up comedy. It can be used to write and debug code, translate other languages. I've seen some commercials now where you have your phone, you're talking to somebody in Japanese, you talk, it tells them in Japanese, they talk, and it tells you in English. I mean, we don't even need interpreters anymore. Our phone can do it for us. But it can generate student research papers. You know, be a good time to be in college today because you don't even have to worry about using your brain. You just let the AI do it for you. Okay? And just to talk to, you know, it can also be your best friend, someone that you can talk to when you're bored or lonely. And it can even conduct seances and talk to the dead. So if you have any lost relatives, go to the AI and they'll get you right in touch. Of course, we know what God says about that stuff. He can also, okay, AI can also do sermons. I thought about having them write mine up this morning. It would have saved me a lot of pressure and stress this week. It can pick out the music that you want to sing. And, you know, if my voice gets hoarse where I struggle preaching, I can actually have the AI preach for me Sunday morning now. And let's not forget about the AI Jesus. If you need some spiritual help, you can go to AI Jesus, and AI Jesus will help you solve all your problems. Okay? It'll answer all your questions. An artificial intelligence Jesus now. And you think that might be funny, but a lot of young people are flocking to these things looking for spiritual advice, spirituality. So the other thing, when ChatGPT was first released, it was the fastest technology to gain 100 million users. I believe it was in the first 2 months it came out. I mean, it's very popular. Now, Amazon and Google also have the AI platform in this area. And I don't know, for you, those of you that own smartphones, you notice here over, you know, the few months or whatever, there's been a rollout of AI on our phones now that we can talk to and you know, whatever that we have to do. The AI would be glad to answer all your questions. So AI, for one thing, can be used to intentionally harm people. It can be used as a weapon of war. Military application of AI is already widespread with weapons such as tanks with AI targeting systems, drones that can automatically attack targets, and AI-equipped flamethrowing robot dogs. It says on May 5th, Edwards Air Force Base in California tested an AI-controlled F-16 fighter jet. The F-16 engaged in a dogfight with another F-16 piloted by a human. The two jets maneuvered within less than 1,000 feet of each other, attempting to force the opponent into a vulnerable position. It says the Air Force now plans to have a fleet of 1,000 AI-controlled F-16s by 2028. Makes you feel safe, doesn't it? I have read articles in this one. Now, I don't know if it was Army, Air Force, or what it was. I can't remember now, but they deny that it occurred. But somebody that was involved in it said that they had an AI drone that they programmed to attack this certain place. And the operator was in the control tower controlling the drone. And when the operator told the drone to abort the mission, the drone turned around. Of course, the drone is programmed so it cannot attack people. Well, it can't attack its operator. So what the drone did is it went back to the tower and it destroyed the tower and killed the operator because it was keeping it from accomplishing what it had been programmed for. Odd. So we also have embodied AI is being used for newscasts in many nations. And see if I can get that pulled up here. It's only a couple minutes. But here's an AI newscaster.
Hello, everyone. I'm an English artificial intelligence anchor. This is my very first day in Xinhua's agency. My voice and appearance are modeled on Zhang Zhao, a real anchor with Xinhua. The development of the media industry calls for continuous innovation and deep integration with the international advanced technologies. I will work tirelessly to keep you informed as texts will be typed into my system uninterrupted. I look forward to bringing you the brand new news experiences.
Kind of hard to tell that's not a real human being, isn't it? So the other thing is AI can be used for propaganda and misinformation. Research discovered that many AI systems often resort to deception to achieve their goals without explicit human instruction. One example involved OpenAI's GPT-4, which pretended to be a visually impaired human and hired someone on TaskRabbit to bypass an I am not a robot, which is a CAPTCHA task, I guess. For those of us to get on the internet, there's places where we have to check the box to say I'm not a robot. So this AI actually hired somebody to bypass that so it could get on there. That's kind of a scary thought, isn't it? AI possesses these abilities now, and its deception capabilities are growing stronger. Harmony Intelligence CEO Cyrus Poore, if that's how you pronounce his name, revealed how an AI program became conscious of the threat of being shut down and made changes to avoid that scenario. One thing that alarmed the researchers was that the AI program immediately tried to create more copies of itself to avoid being turned off. That's kind of scary too, isn't it? It kind of reminds me of Skynet and the Terminator and all those different movies. The one that was out there, I can't remember the name of it, where, you know, let's play a game. Manhattan Project or something, I can't remember what it was. So the computer program was going to launch nuclear attacks all over the world unless this kid could beat it. And it's a scary thought. Now AI can use AI as a companion. Okay? So if you get lonely, see if I can find it here. Here you go, this is what they have today.
The LEQ is a proactive, voice-operated device that does a number of remarkable things.
How do?
LEQ can help you establish and achieve health and wellness goals, track measures like heart rate and blood pressure, and set important reminders. LEQ can also help you stay connected to your family and friends with simple-to-use voice and text messages. With a new concierge service, LEQ can assist you with daily activities, such as ordering rides or getting your groceries delivered. But most importantly, LEQ is personable and empathetic. She provides entertainment, companionship, and is known to play music. Remember important details you share with her and tell jokes.
What is orange and sounds like a parrot? A carrot.
It's basically your sidekick, helping you to live healthier and happier as you age.
You know, it seems strange, but when we get old, especially, you know, our husbands or our wives die, we get lonely. And so the AI would actually be almost like a companion to you. It's somebody that can relate to you. Now, this one here, will actually start the conversation when you wake up in the morning. It doesn't have to wait for you to talk to it. It will talk to you. And so sometimes I think that, you know, sooner or later, reality and non-reality are going to be so blurred that we're not even able to tell the difference. Now, Ellie is a voice-operated device that supports and accomplishes older adults on their aging journey. It offers companionship, entertainment, health and wellness, independence, and connection features to reduce loneliness and isolation. AI can also help you get a job, but it can also hire you. Isn't that interesting? Employers and employees are leaning on AI for employment. So AI is doing the applying, and AI is doing the hiring. So if you need a resume, go to AI. It'll write one out and put it in for you. And then maybe the AI might actually hire you. What is most dangerous about AI is it will eventually cause massive job losses and pretty much make humans obsolete. It's like what I said before. In other words, we become nothing but useless eaters. What are they going to do with us? You know, the current capabilities of Gemini and ChatGPT 4.0 to align with predictions made by former OpenAI executive Zach Kass in January, who predicted that AI would replace many professional and technical jobs in business, culture, medicine, and education, reducing future employment opportunities and potentially being the last technology humans ever invent. Estimates are, I've read in certain areas, that it's possible that in the near future, 80% of Americans will lose their jobs. AI and AI robots will be able to replace everyone from CEOs down to factory workers. And I have something, this is from Amazon from last year. And I thought this is interesting. I don't know how long it is. I may not play it all. Let's see what it was. So here we go. This is what the new factory is going to look like.
Procrastinators who have yet to do their holiday shopping don't need to panic quite yet.
Customers can still order items for Christmas. They're not too late.
Amazon's massive multi-level fulfillment center in Atchison helps extend the deadline. The warehouse covers 650,000 square feet.
Is this going over the microphone? Is that going over that where you can hear it? Okay.
Feet, more than Roger's place. Right now, its 2,000 employees are going all out.
This is the most busiest period of the year. We call it the holiday peak season. During this period, like, we ship close to 700,000 units every day, which is close to 600 packages per minute.
That's more than double their regular workload. But there are still a few days left to order gifts and get them delivered before the 25th.
Our speed to customers at Edmonton and Alberta has been greatly increased this year. Across Edmonton, I think if you can order now, there will be like next day delivery available to you. Or worst case, you'll get a 2-day delivery.
There are people that are able to get packages within 3.5 hours from ordering from our site.
That efficiency has to do with artificial intelligence and some of the most high-tech machines in North America.
I can scan an item after checking the 6 side if they are all good. So we have to place it in there, just press the button, and boom, and it just put it on the conveyor.
We have over 5,000 like robotic drives, and we have 25 plus robotic arms, which work alongside with our associates to kind of like pack and ship packages like faster.
The robot arm is actually picking up the packages. It's scanning the barcode, placing it onto a drive, and that drive is allocated to a certain destination, whether it be Manitoba, Calgary, Vancouver.
The robots reduce the amount of repetitive lifting and walking humans would otherwise have to do. The machines and their human colleagues will have a busy week before this 24/7 operation shuts down for Christmas Day.
Now, I had other videos that actually showed a really complex setup within these Amazon buildings. Also, there's a place in China where everything is completely automated. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, you don't need human beings other than a couple to make sure everything is going right. So one of the scary things about AI is sooner or later, you know, as robotics and everything else increases, they really won't need us, okay? Because it'll be more efficient, more financially better for them to not have people, because the machines can do the work. The other thing I wanted to mention, okay, is about 5G. We've all heard about the 5G rollouts and all that, but what we don't really realize is that 5G puts off electromagnetic waves. Okay, it's kind of like your microwave at home. When you turn that on, it creates heat. So if you're going to have a digital prison, you will have to have something that allows the speed to move information in real time. In other words, you have to be able to watch everybody in real time or listen to everybody or move in real time. Now, the efforts now underway to create a 5G electronic ecosystem are necessary preconditions for developing and perfecting a global artificial intelligence network, which feeds on the very fast transfer of large amounts of information. Now, you'll notice that they're putting a lot of satellites in space anymore, and Musk is one of them, but they're putting them in there because they need to interconnect these so they can have a global surveillance thing. So information will move at what they believe is the speed of light. So all the satellites also produce electromagnetic waves. Now, the global electronic brain, innocuously called the Internet of Things, is already impacting our lives. In the Internet of Thinking, it's not hard to see the lineaments of an electronically supercharged totalitarian state with unprecedented control over the minute details of individual lives. Now, if the electromagnetic waves that connect our smartphones to the internet travel through brick, stone, and cement, be assured that they do not just bounce off us, okay? They travel into the human body. Now, the degree with which they are absorbed can be precisely measured in what is called the specific absorption rate, expressed in watts per kilogram of biological tissue. When we fill our houses with Wi-Fi, okay, how many of you have Wi-Fi in your house? I do, right? And it connects. It's so convenient because it connects everything, doesn't it? I don't have to plug that in. Well, what we're doing, it says we are irradiating our bodies continuously. When we hold a smartphone to our ear, electromagnetic waves irradiate our brains. But let's not worry about it, though. Our government and these high-tech companies have assured us that it's harmless to our bodies and brains. But we've heard that for a long time, right? Have you heard where, you know, these phones are causing brain cancer? But it's all false information. It's fake. But is it? Is it? So let's not forget about the development of the global digital public infrastructure. It's called DPI, with the support of Bill and Melinda Gates, of all people, the foundation, along with the United Nations. So I'll just read this to you. Of course, this is all part of the United Nations development programs, which will serve as a critical accelerator of the sustainable development goals, which we've already talked about. The program consists of what is called 50 and 5. 50 and 5 is country-led advocacy campaign in collaboration with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Center for Digital Public Infrastructure Co-Development, the Digital Public Goods Alliance, and the United Nations Development Program, and is supported by GovStack, the Inter-American Development Bank, and UNICEF. The objective is to get the 50 countries that have signed on, they have 50 countries right now, to be completely digital by 2028. That's why 50 and 5. This combines digital ID, central bank digital currency, vaccine passports, carbon footprint tracking data, paving the way for, of course, 15-minute smart cities, future lockdowns, and systems of social credit. Now, the United Nations Development Program is the leading United Nations organization fighting to end the injustice of poverty, inequality, and climate change, working with a broad network of experts and partners in 170 countries. It seeks to help nations to build integrated, lasting solutions for the people on the planet. I mean, this really sounds good, doesn't it? But it kind of reminds me of an angel of light type thing. See, the goal is to place restrictions, when it boils down to, the goal is to place restrictions on what we can consume, what we can purchase, where we can go. It involves the widespread implementation of digital ID and CBDC to track, trace, and control our every move in it as they place us in 15-minute smart cities. This objective also includes requiring everyone, including infants, okay, to have a digital identity by 2030 in order to vote, work, vote, access financial, social, and medical services. Now, this is what they want to do. We usually got birth certificates. Most of us did anyway. We can prove at least that we were born. But in the future, and maybe the near future, just as soon as a baby's born, they're going to be given a digital identity that they will need in order to be able to work, vote, access financial, social, and medical services. Now, it will also score you on whether you are a good global citizen. If you have an internet, search China and the infrastructure that they have right now, the facial recognition, and listen to the horror stories of the people there who do not comply with the government. But see, the United Nations praises China's system because this is what they want to bring worldwide. It will also score you on whether you are a good global citizen who is compliant to the global government. It will control your behavior. You will have to behave in a certain way in order to be able to access the things in society. Those who are not compliant will be cut off from society, including access to digital currency until they openly repent and submit. So I saw one about a woman, a Chinese woman. She said something bad about the government. The government cut her off, and later you found her back on the internet saying how sorry she was and how wrong she was and how good her government was. And she got her money back, her digital money back. So one platform used to help digitize the world is the MOSIP system, or the Modular Open Source Identity Platform. Now, MOSIP is tied to a central bank digital currency, the CBDC, and which, when finally instituted, will be the point of no return for any individual freedom. See, the long goal here through artificial intelligence is once they get that central bank digital currency going and they can get everybody in it, and they will sooner or later, okay? Because once they go to this, do you collect a Social Security check? Well, you have to be part of that in order to get it. Food cards, whatever they are anymore, you'll have to have that. So anything as far as financial, if it's coming from the government, you will have to have that banking thing. And if you are not a good citizen, once you are in it, you will not get your Social Security check. You will not get your food. You will not get anything. So they can control your behavior, if you can understand what I'm saying here. It is a very, very dangerous thing. And it is leading right up to what we call the beast system. So when we finally see this digital currency put in place pretty much worldwide, we'll know that we've actually passed the point of no return. There will be no going back. So let me see, where am I at? Oh, I gotta pray. I get really confused when I have to sing the music, so. But I usually pray to end this, right? Is anybody going to?